I would like for you to get your Bibles and turn to Jeremiah, the book of Jeremiah in the Old Testament. Jeremiah chapter 33. Jeremias 33, I think is how you say it. Jeremias 33. I want to speak with you this morning from Jeremiah chapter 33.
Vamos a hablar esta mañana de Jeremías, el capítulo 33.
And to begin with, I want us to read the first three verses of chapter 33. Chapter 33, verse 1 says this. It says, "Moreover, the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah the second time, while he was yet shut up in the court of the prison."
La palabra del Señor vino a Jeremías por la segunda vez, cuando éste aún se hallaba preso en el patio de la guardia.
And the word said, "Thus says the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth, the Lord who formed it to establish it, the Lord is his name."
Así dice aquel cuyo nombre es el Señor, el que hizo la tierra y la formó. Y la estableció con firmeza.
And verse 3 says, "Call to me, and I will answer you, and show you great and mighty things which you do not know."
Clama a mí, y te responderé, y te daré a conocer cosas grandes y ocultas que tú no sabes.
Let's read verse 3 one more time. It says, "Call to me, and I will answer you, and show you great and mighty things which you do not know."
Vamos a leer el verso número 3 otra vez. Clama a mí y te responderé, y te daré a conocer cosas grandes y ocultas que tú no sabes.
And I want to speak with you a short message this morning entitled, "Friends Share Secrets."
Y te quiero hablar esta mañana del capítulo que se llama Amigos comparten secretos.
Friends share secrets.
Amigos comparten secretos.
Let's pray. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus that your word would come forth in a way that everyone can hear. I pray that, Lord, you would remove distractions, remove the enemy out of the midst, and I pray that we would be able to hear what you have to say. And Lord, we thank you for all that you will do. Bless the preaching of your word this morning. In Jesus' name, and everyone said, amen. Amen and amen. Jeremiah was known as the weeping prophet.
Jeremías era conocido como el profeta llorón.
He was weeping for Israel.
Él lloraba por Israel.
The sin had affected Israel at this point in such a way that God's judgment had already come to Israel. He wept because God's judgment had already come to Israel.
Él lloraba por Israel porque él sabía que Israel estaba lleno de pecado. Y él sabía que el juicio ya estaba en ellos.
Jeremiah at this point is locked up in prison.
A este punto, Jeremías estaba encarcelado.
The people's hearts were so backslidden that they didn't want to hear from God.
La gente ya estaba muy impuesta a no oír la palabra del Señor.
And it's a sad state when a person has come to the place where they don't want to hear from God anymore. They'd rather have their sin, their own way. They don't want God's way anymore. And believe it or not, it was God's mercy that allowed judgment to come their way.
Y aunque no lo crean, era la misericordia del Señor. Que hizo que el juicio viniera a ellos.
There was a problem going on in Israel, and God was about to deal with it.
Había un problema en Israel que el Señor iba a tener que arreglarlo.
And in the midst of all this judgment, as Jeremiah is even weeping with the pain of his heart, seeing the judgment of God, the word comes to him there in prison.
La palabra del Señor viene a él en la cárcel.
And says to him, call to me.
Y le dice que le hable a él.
Call to me and I will answer you.
Háblame y yo te contestaré.
And I will show you great and mighty things that you don't know.
Te enseñaré cosas maravillosas que no conoces.
And what this verse is telling you and me,
y este verso me está diciendo a ustedes y a nosotros,
is that God wants to speak to us about things that we don't even yet know.
Que Dios quiere hablar con nosotros, nos quiere decir de muchas cosas que nosotros no sabemos.
God's heart's desire is to reveal things to you and to me.
El deseo del Señor es revelarnos cosas a ustedes y a nosotros.
But there comes a point in our lives where we need to call out to God.
Y hay un punto donde nosotros tenemos que llamar al Señor.
It's like Isaiah just mentioned.
Como Isaiah.
Yeah, Isaiah.
Oh, como Isaiah lo mencionó cuando estaba hablando.
That God wants to talk to us.
Que Dios quiere hablar con nosotros.
It's like the word that came through tongues and interpretation.
Es como cuando vienen las voces de interpretación.
That God wants to speak to you and to me.
Que Dios quiere hablar con ustedes y conmigo.
And yet we don't realize at times how much God really wants to say.
Y a veces no realizamos qué tanto Él quiere hablar con nosotros.
The heart of God is being expressed here.
El corazón del Señor está siendo expresado aquí.
God is saying, even in the midst of His judgment, that if you will call out to me, I will show you things that you don't even know. And I want to tell you this morning that this word wasn't for Jeremiah the person alone.
Esta voz no fue llamada nomás a Jeremías.
This word is for you and for me.
Esta voz es para ustedes y nosotros.
When Jesus died on the cross of Calvary,
cuando Jesucristo murió en el Calvario,
He died on that cross to cleanse you and me from all of our sin.
Él murió en la cruz para limpiar nuestros pecados.
And the reason why we are cleansed from our sin is not just so we can say, I'm saved.
Y cuando Él murió en la cruz y nosotros fuimos limpiados, no es nomás para decir que fuimos limpiados.
But it's all about to bring us into an intimate relationship with God.
Pero fue para traernos a una intimidad con Él.
It's a relationship that you and I can have that can be so intimate.
Es una relación que tenemos con Él muy íntimo.
That it's even closer than that of your best friend and yourself. A relationship with God is one that is not just a Sunday only thing. An intimate relationship with God is one that is 24/7, 7 days a week. And what the Lord is saying, He wants to reveal things to us.
Y Él quiere revelar muchas cosas a ti.
He doesn't only speak to preachers on television.
No nomás habla a los predicadores en las televisiones.
He doesn't only speak to ministers of the gospel.
No le habla a los que predican la palabra.
He wants to talk to you as His child.
Él quiere hablar con nosotros, con cada uno de nosotros.
And the reality is that when you have a really close friend,
y en la realidad, cuando tú tienes un verdadero amigo,
that relationship has been developed over time.
Esa relación se crece entre más tiempo pasan juntos.
You really don't have a best friend that you meet one night and all of a sudden they're your best friend.
Tú no puedes tener un mejor amigo cuando lo conoces una noche.
They're a friend, but they're not a best friend yet.
Son amigos, pero no son tus mejores amigos todavía.
But as that relationship develops, you begin to develop a trust with each other.
Pero cuando esa relación se está creciendo y estás manteniendo tiempo con ellos, crece.
And that relationship begins to develop in such a way that you know you can share things with that other person.
Y cuando tú sabes que esa relación está creciendo, tú empiezas a darle confianza a él.
They begin to learn things about you no one else knows about.
Ellos empiezan a conocer cosas de ti que nadie más sabía.
They begin to see our true colors.
Ellos empiezan a ver los colores verdaderos de ti.
That's how it works with any true relationship.
Es como trabaja una relación verdadera.
But eventually, all the real stuff comes out.
Eventualmente, todas las cosas van a salir a la verdad.
And the more intimate that relationship is,
y entre más íntima sea esa relación,
the more you're able to share even the secrets of your heart with that other individual.
Lo más que vas a confiar las cosas de tu corazón a esa persona.
You're able to share things with them because you know they're not going to go and share it with other people.
Tú estás dispuesto a compartir esos secretos con esa persona que no puedes compartir con otras personas.
The reality is that an intimate relationship that is built on truth,
la realidad es cuando tú tienes una relación que está hecha con verdades,
you're able to share your heart with that other individual.
Tú estás empezando a compartir tu corazón con esa persona.
This is what God wants with you and with me.
Eso es lo que quiere Dios contigo y conmigo.
When we come to church, we're confronted with who God is.
Cuando venimos a la iglesia, nos confrontamos.
So we know about him.
Y sabemos sobre él.
But we really aren't developing in a relationship with him if we're not walking and talking with him.
Pero en realidad no estamos haciendo una relación si no estamos caminando con él en verdad.
So we can learn a lot about people.
Podemos aprender muchas cosas de mucha gente.
But we really can't claim we're intimate with them.
Pero no podemos decir que tenemos intimidad con ellos.
If we're not hanging around with them.
Si no estamos pasando el tiempo con ellos.
But the more we are with them and that relationship develops,
pero en cuanto pasamos más tiempo con esas personas, nuestra intimidad,
the more that those friends will share secrets. There's a desire to share those things with the other person. And you're so glad when you share them because they don't leave you when you show your true colors.
Y te sientes muy bien cuando dices esos secretos con esa persona y enseñas tus colores verdaderos.
Psalm 25, verse 14.
Salmo 25, versículo
14.
14.
It says that the secret of the Lord,
dice que el secreto del Señor,
is with those who fear him.
Es con ellos que le temen.
And he will show them his covenant.
Le va a enseñar su pacto.
The secret of the Lord is with those who fear him.
El secreto del Señor es con todos aquellos que le temen.
And what the word is saying is that God has secrets that he wants to share.
Lo que la palabra dice que el Señor quiere compartir secretos contigo.
And he wants to share them with you and with me.
Los quiere compartir contigo y con nosotros.
But it's not going to be shared with someone that is out of relationship.
Pero no se los va a mostrar a alguien que no tiene una relación con él.
There's many of us that have a lot of friends.
Muchos aquí de nosotros que tenemos muchos amigos.
But you know you're not going to just share your secrets with all of them.
Pero tú sabes que no vas a compartir tus secretos con todos.
But there are close friends that you know you can share things with them.
Pero tienes amigos que estás muy cercanos a ellos que les vas a compartir tus secretos.
It's the same way in the church. There are many people that have come to Christ.
Mucha gente que ha venido al Señor.
They said a sinner's prayer.
Que dicen la oración del pecado.
But their relationship with God is not intimate.
Pero la relación no es íntima con el Señor.
And that individual, if they want to really hear from God,
y ese individuo, si de veras quiere oír la palabra del Señor,
they need to draw near to God.
Necesita acercarse al Señor.
You see, we can be saved,
podemos ser salvados,
but distant in our relationship with God.
Pero distantes en la relación con el Señor.
Or we can draw near to God.
Oh, podemos acercarnos al Señor.
And in drawing near to God, God will draw near to us.
Y al acercarnos al Señor, el Señor se va a acercar a nosotros.
And God will begin to speak to your life and to your future. He'll begin to tell you secrets.
Y Él va a empezar a hablar de tu vida y empezar a darte, hablar de sus secretos.
When I first got saved,
cuando el pastor se salvó,
I remember I would want to hear from God.
Él recuerda que él quería oír al Señor.
I'd cry out to God, I want to hear your voice.
Él lloraba y que decía que quería oír su voz.
And I didn't realize that God was teaching me his voice.
Y que no realizaba que él estaba enseñando cuál era su voz.
But I kept on drawing near to God.
Pero él seguía acercándose al Señor.
I'd read the Bible.
Leía la Biblia.
I would pray.
Él oraba.
I would walk with God.
Él caminaba con el Señor.
And there was a yearning, a longing in my heart to hear from him.
Y había un deseo de hablar con el Señor.
And I would say, God, show me your way.
Dios, enséñame el camino.
I still remember a time when I was laying on my bunk bed.
Recuerdo un tiempo donde él estaba acostado en su litera.
And I remember weeping hot tears.
Y estaba llorando lágrimas calientes.
Just saying, God, I want to hear your voice.
Que decía, Dios, yo quiero oír tu voz.
So I kept drawing near to God.
So él seguía acercándose al Señor.
You see, we must believe that He is.
Nosotros debemos de creer de que él,
and that He's a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him.
Y que él es un Señor que te da regalos cuando lo buscas.
And God began to speak to me.
Y Dios empezó a hablar con él.
God began to tell me things to do.
Dios me empezó a decir que lo que tenía que hacer.
He began to change my life.
Él empezó a cambiar la vida.
He began to speak to me about going to Bible school.
Empezó a hablar de que tenía que ir a un colegio de cristianos.
He began to speak to me about many things.
Él empezó a hablar de muchas cosas.
But it came because of an intimate relationship with God.
Pero vino solamente porque él tenía una relación con el Señor.
Proverbs chapter 3.
Proverbios, capítulo 3, verse 32.
Verso 32. It says,
dice,
that his secret counsel,
que su consulado secreto,
is with the upright.
Es con el que está, que está derecho.
It says in the New Living Translation,
la nueva traducción,
it says, but his friendship,
que su amistad,
well, let me say it differently. It says, but he offers his friendship,
vamos a decirlo de esta manera, que él ofrece su amistad,
to the godly,
a los que están con el Señor.
You see, the secrets of the Lord revolve around our friendship with God.
Los secretos del Señor se revuelven en la relación que tienes con él.
See, the reality is, friends share secrets.
La realidad, los amigos, verdaderos amigos, comparten sus secretos.
Are you God's friend?
Tú eres amigo del Señor.
Abraham was known as a friend of God.
Abraham era conocido como un amigo del Señor.
And so God spoke to him.
Y Dios habló con él.
Spoke to him about his future.
Habló con él sobre su futuro.
Elisha was given secrets.
Eliseo?
There was a time when they were headed out to battle a huge army.
Que había un tiempo donde él iba a ir a pelear con una
big army. And his servant was with him and was afraid.
Y su sirviente estaba con él y tenía mucho miedo.
Look at this big army.
Le decían que mira cómo está grande esta armada.
And Elias and the servant are two people standing ahead of this whole army.
Y Elías y otra persona estaban enfrente de la armada.
And Elisha says to him, "Open his eyes, Lord."
Y Eliseo estaba enfrente de él que le dijo que abriera sus ojos.
And when God opened his servant's eyes,
cuando Dios abrió los ojos del sirviente,
he saw horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha.
Que él miró caballos y soldados con fuego.
Listen to me.
Escúchame.
When you draw near to God,
cuando tú te acercas al Señor,
and God is drawing near to you,
y Dios se acerca a ti,
and you're sharing secrets with each other,
y comparten secretos consigos mismos,
you will see things that others will not see.
Tú vas a ver cosas que otras personas no pueden ver.
As God begins to reveal himself to you,
cuando Dios empieza a revelarse en frente de ti,
you're going to have a relationship that others will wonder about.
Tú vas a empezar a tener una relación que mucha gente van a estar pensando qué está pasando.
Moses said, "Lord, show me your glory."
Moisés le preguntó al Señor que le enseñara su gloria.
He said, "Lord, I want to see you."
Le dijo que lo quería ver.
And God allowed him to see him.
Y Dios hizo que lo pudiera ver.
In the Gospels, we read of the 12 disciples.
En la palabra, leemos de los 12 discípulos.
And of the 12, there was an inner core.
Y de los 12 había un,
an inner group.
Un grupo entre ellos.
That was even more intimate with Jesus.
Que había una intimidad entre, con Jesús.
Peter, James, and John.
Pedro, Juan, y Santiago.
And only those three were allowed to see him heal one little girl, Jairus' daughter.
Y solamente ellos tres fueron, les dio permiso de que miraran cuando curó a una niña.
Those three saw things all 12 didn't see.
Esos tres vieron algo que los 12 no vieron juntos.
Maybe I should say the other 9 didn't see.
Vamos a decir que los otros 9 no miraron eso.
When Jesus was transfigured on the mount,
cuando Jesús se transfiguró en la montaña,
all 12 didn't see it, only 3 saw it.
Todos los 12 no miraron, solamente 3 lo miraron.
Again, 9 didn't see, but 3 saw.
Otra vez, 9 no lo miraron, pero 3 sí lo miraron.
They were allowed to see something because of their intimacy with Jesus.
Ellos les dio permiso de poder mirar cosas que nosotros no.
In the book of Revelation chapter 10, you don't have to turn there.
En el libro de Revelaciones, en el capítulo 10,
there's a point where the 7 thunders of God speak.
Dicen que están los 7 relámpagos de Dios.
And the scripture says that John's about to write down everything they said.
y que dice que Juan estaba a punto de escribir lo que estaban diciendo.
But God speaks to John and says, "Don't write what they said down."
Y Dios le dijo a Juan que no escribiera lo que estaba oyendo.
And so we don't know what those seven thunders said.
Y no sabemos qué es lo que esos siete relámpagos dijeron.
But what's interesting is that John heard it.
Pero lo interesante es que Juan lo escuchó.
Only John was able to hear what those seven thunders said.
Solamente Juan fue el que escuchó esos siete relámpagos.
God wants to reveal himself to you and to me.
Dios se quiere revelar ante ti y a nosotros.
And in John 15:15,
en Juan 15:15,
Jesus said this.
Jesucristo dijo esto.
He says, "I no longer call you servants,
ya no te llamo sirviente,
but I have called you friends."
Ahora te llamo amigo.
He says, "For everything that I have heard of my Father,
por todo lo que he oído de mi padre,
I have made known unto you."
Se los he dejado saber a ustedes.
You see, those disciples heard things that no one else was able to hear.
Esos 12 discípulos oyeron cosas que nadie más oyó.
He was talking about you and me as his disciples as well.
Él está hablando de ustedes y nosotros como discípulos.
He's not saying you're servants that only are to serve me.
Él no está diciendo que somos siervos para servirle a él.
He's saying you're my friends.
Está diciendo que somos sus amigos.
I want to show you things that my Father is saying.
Quiero enseñarte cosas que mi padre me está diciendo.
I want to reveal things to you.
Quiero revelarte cosas a ti.
You're not outside, you're inside.
No estás afuera, estás adentro.
God wants to reveal things to you and to me.
Dios quiere revelar cosas a ti y a mí.
For you see, friends share secrets.
Pues como ves, los amigos comparten secretos.
You see, the whole reason for the cross
toda la razón de la cruz
is not for us to wear a cross of jewelry.
No es para tener un collar de la cruz.
It was so that you and I can have an intimate relationship with God.
Fue para que tú pudieras tener una relación íntima con Dios.
That we could be known as friends of God.
Que podamos ser conocidos como amigos del Señor.
And being friends with God, He will speak to us. And not only will He speak with us, He will begin to share His very heart with us. Secrets. Praise the Lord. God wants to tell you things individually.
Dios te quiere decir cosas a ti individualmente.
That are between you and the Lord.
Que son entre tú y el Señor.
That because it's your relationship with Him.
Puesto que es tu relación con el Señor.
Some of those things you're not going to be able to share with others.
Una de estas cosas no podrás compartirlas con otros amigos.
It's between you and God.
Es sobre.
It's a secret.
Sí, sobre tú y el Señor.
It's just an old-fashioned secret.
Es un secreto.
God loves you.
Dios te ama.
Oh, does He love you?
Oh, sí, que sí te ama.
He wants to show you things that you don't even know.
Él te quiere enseñar cosas que no conoces.
Eye has not seen nor ear heard.
Los ojos no han visto, oídos oído.
Nor has it entered into the heart of man.
Que no han entrado al corazón de los hombres.
The things that God wants to share with those that love Him. If you and I will be diligent to seek after Him,
nosotros queremos ser diligentes en escuchar,
God is going to reveal Himself to us.
Él se va a revelar ante nosotros.
And you'll find that He is the greatest friend that you could ever have.
Vas a encontrar que Él es el mejor amigo que puedas tener.
Amen. Let's stand.